Good evening and welcome to the Town of Discovery Bay Board Director's regular board meeting. If you will all rise with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Steele?
Here.
Vice President Pease? Absent. Director Graves?
Here.
Director Lee?
Here.
Director Simon? Absent.
Thank you very much. At this time, we'll open for public comments. A public council limited to a 3-minute time limit. During public comments, the public may address the board on any issue within the district's jurisdiction, which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda at the time the item is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium at the front of the room. There'll be no dialogue from the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. Is there any public comment? At this time, we're going to close public comment. I'd like to note that we are going to remove item G2 from the agenda tonight. Thank you. Is there a sheriff's office, please?
Last month, we had about 388 calls for service, but approximately 47 reports present, which you see in front of you. Seems to be, when looking through this, the vandalism can kind of stick out a little bit, and those are mostly vehicle window broken or a pop lock in the side door, which kind of goes with the vehicle crimes that we do have. There's, I think it's 3 or 4 listed there, somebody's going through the neighborhood at night, checking doors, seeing car doors. We do have that issue that's starting to come up, and I kind of see that come up more, so we're aware of it. I strongly advise for the community to call that in. Most of the time, somebody's car gets broken into like that, or they leave it unlocked. They feel that's their fault because they didn't lock it, so they don't want to call it in, and we don't hear about it. I ask that you please call and let us know at least so we can know what's going on, document it. That way we can, the more data we have like that, the more chance that we can have the data in the day and have the time frame, stuff like that. I know one of them, the car alarm went off at 3 in the morning, and we look out the window, but he didn't see anything. The way we went out in the morning to go to work, that's what they discovered, the damage to the vehicle. So, we know the time frame was not 3 in the morning, so they are walking the streets. With that said, please call it in. If you see somebody suspicious at night, any time of the day, in a vehicle, please don't hesitate to call us. We're out here and FI these guys. And just a tidbit, information coming up, it's the holidays. People are going to start ordering packages and stuff through the mail. If you can have that stuff delivered to a work or to somebody's going to be home, it'd be greatly, probably work out really good, because I expect to see, like we did last year, a little bit of rise of mail theft, people going around, bottling trucks and taking packages up, doors and such. So, any questions? Any concerns?
How's the Safeway Shopping Center? Is there much vandalism or break-ins in there?
We did have one of the vandalisms there. One of the windows in one of the stores there were kind of broken into, very busted.
Any issues on that pathway going from Safeway to the Discovery Bay?
You know, I haven't heard anything. Nobody calling anything in. Right. I know in the past we've had some juvenile activity going on, and I have nothing that I can see.
Any questions or comments? We appreciate it, Tony. Thanks for your help.
All right.
Thanks, Tony.
Let's see. Highway Patrol. At this time, East Contra Costa Fire Protection District.
October, so we're total of 549 across the district.
In the Discovery Bay Byron area, there were a total of 72 calls with an average response time of 10 minutes and 2 seconds. District was staying fairly busy in October with a total rolls of 715 calls. I told you last month that we had made some adjustments on the way we were doing auto aid to try to balance those calls out and using our auto aid for major responses, fires, and auto accidents. We seemed to balance that out a little bit with our use with Contra Costa Fire. They assisted us 12 times with 17 engines last month. We assisted them 17 times with 20 engines, so it has balanced out a little bit from there. But as we finished October, they've already assisted us 345 times, and last year in 2014 they were here only 328 times. So we've already, in the first 10 months of the year, used more services from them than in the past. There were 5 structure fires in the month of October, 11 vegetation fires, 22 vehicle accidents, and 7 vehicle accidents requiring kind of rescue in there. We did make one mutual aid request during the month of October. One of those structure fires was here in Discovery Bay last Wednesday, and I had forwarded to your general manager the information about that, so the board can stay there. Came in as a reported kitchen fire, and that kitchen fire by the first arriving engine in about 8 minutes. Arrived on scene, the fire had already gone into the cabinets, up into the attic, and was a working structure fire. The fifth arriving engine came from Antioch, and the total response was 25 minutes to get all 5 engines on scene. That residence had the house re-roofed after the original build, so it started off with a shake roof, and then it put a foam overlay with a metal roof over the top, which really kind of hampered some what we could do once the roof was compromised. So we ended up having to burn the roof off. So unfortunately, that house was a total loss of about $500,000. The good news is both structures on either side, the exposures were protected with some very minor damage. Cracked window from heat on one side and melted a rain gutter on the other side of the house, so we were pretty lucky when it came to that. And no injuries on that incident. So, a little update on this week's board meeting. The task forces that's been talked about, the multi-jurisdictional task force did give a report to the board of directors talking about both long-term and some short-term measures going on. The board did approve the recommendations and for the task force, and one of those would be trying to temporarily reopen a force station for approximately a 2-month period. The next step is part of the task force work. Next Tuesday night, the task force will be presenting to both the city of Oakley and the city of Brentwood, and on the 17th of November we'll be from the Board of Supervisors for a report. All 3 of those entities are being asked to contribute funds to the district as part of this temporary opening of the fire station. If there's agreements between all 3 entities, an MOU will then come back to all 4 entities to approve and move forward. The district will be required to hire 6 additional personnel before we reopen the station. So it's going to take several months for the work once everything gets wrapped up. And with that, I'm available for any questions.
If I may, would you please share with the board and the public and our staff just the points you made about the Woodland report and how it impacted other calls within the, and who was at risk because of the fact that you don't have enough firemen in the district because of lack of funding. You know those 3 incidents you equated to the Woodland report? Okay. Can you share that with us, please?
So during the time period of we had all our district resources on Laguna Court, there were a total of 9 responses across the district. We were able to use CAL FIRE as part of our Amador contract to bring them in to help cover the district. But there were 3 medical emergencies that were left uncovered that we did not have any resources for. 2 in Oakley and 1 here in Discovery Bay. So in that 7-hour period, there were at least 3 calls that we couldn't answer that normally would have been handled by a fire engine. And unfortunately, you know, both the tactics and strategies we had to use on the structure fire based on construction and the time grade that we ended up being in defensive mode and having to pretty much work the fire from the outside in versus our normal tactics if we can get on scene quickly and work the fire from the inside and push the fire out. And not being able to handle calls is an example of what we're living in this 3 station model.
But as I recall from our meeting on Monday night, it was an 83-year-old, an 81-year-old lady who was having a breathing problem. There was a diabetic seizure we're not able to respond to these because we don't have the funding to properly staff and give our fire department an opportunity. And I think that why I'm saying this is because it's extremely important that we engage the public in the upcoming year with the strategies that are going to be put forward. We've got another Band-Aid. This is our second Band-Aid now. If, in fact, the task force is able to negotiate opening up a 4 station for 18 months. But the fact is when we did a study on this district 8-10 years ago, we need 10 fire stations in this district to properly serve it, and we're at 3. So I just wanted to make that point again, because I mean, you know, I'm not crying wolf here. Lives are going to get lost real quickly in the fact that we really don't have a viable. And it's not I'm going to make it perfectly clear. It's not the chief's fault. It's the fact that he has nothing to work with. He's got no money to spend. He can't hire anybody. So I just want to encourage whoever's here right now and our board members to completely engage in this when the time comes to educate the public with regards to what the situation is. Thank you.
At the board's desire, if they would like the presentation of what the task force is bringing, I'd be happy to bring that back for a future meeting for you if that's something you like. And then, you know, as we talk about a Band-Aid situation, I think we have to kind of, if we're going to use the first aid metaphor there, you know, we kind of have to look at it like that we have a severed
tourniquet
limb and we're trying to put a Band-Aid on something that really needs a tourniquet. As we look at the picture, so.
Chief, assuming that this task force proposal gets approved by the cities and the county, what do you think the lead time is to open that station wherever it might be?
Probably May.
Thank you.
Chief, thanks for all your service. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Moving on, Supervisor Murray Pupo's office, please.
Hi, good evening. Everyone's doing well. I have a couple of things to update you on. Last week, Supervisor Pifo and the 5 Dog Pounds Coalition were in Washington, D.C. They met with Senators Boxer and Cantwell, as well as several congressional members, in regards to Delta Water issues and the proposed federal legislation for drought bills that are currently on the table. In speaking with the supervisor, the meetings went very well. Very receptive, so hopefully we'll have good things that come from that meeting. The next thing is next week, Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors is celebrating Veterans Day. So if anybody is in the area, it's usually a great way to honor our veterans. And the next item, all MAC meeting. We discussed this a couple months ago. I brought it to you. We bring all the MACs together to communicate, share ideas, and get ideas on what we can all do better. And that is going to be scheduled for Monday, January 25th from 4 to 6. And the location is to be determined. So we'll send out more information as time comes. And then the other item is Supervisor Pifo always holds a holiday open house. This year, that will be Monday, December 14th from 4 to 6 at our office located on Walnut Boulevard. So you just are welcome to come. She'll be there, answer questions, mingle with anybody else who comes in. It's really a great time and a good opportunity to have some face time with the supervisor right there in her office. And then the last thing is, we always do an annual food fight. If you don't know what that is, it's the food bank. We raise donations for people in need. And it's actually a little bit of a competition between Contra Costa County and Solano County. And we kind of are pitted up against each other to see who can raise the most money. And last year, we, as Contra Costa, won. But not only that, last year, it's also a little competition within the county, within the supervisors. And Supervisor Pico's district actually won, bringing in the most money of $7,844. And that's equivalent to 15,688 meals that we were able to provide. So if you are interested in donating, you can call our office, you can come by the office, you can contact me directly, but all of it goes to a very good cause. We don't have any other questions, that's it.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's good.
All right, thanks for coming out. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. All right, moving on to item D, committee liaison reports and transplant. County Planning Commission. Code enforcement. Special districts. Thank you, we'll close that. Move on to item E, any presentations?
Not this evening.
All right, thank you. Consent calendar.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Business and action items. Item G1, award bid for the pump station G rehabilitation project.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As Greg Harris, our district engineer, works his way to the podium, this is the approval of pump station G construction project at the corner of Drake's and Willow Lake Road. And I'll let Greg describe what the project is and what it entails and what board actions have already previously taken place on this.
The project entails replacing the electrical control panel. The control panel that's there is above grade, and it's the original control panel that was installed back in the 1970s. And the person's yard sprinkler sprays on it. And so you can imagine if you had electrical equipment that got sprayed on for 40 years, what it would look like. That's what the panel looks like. It's one of the first stations on the start of the annual lift station upgrade project that's in the CIP for the district. But this was identified by Viola as the highest need. We're not doing the whole pump station F, or we did the entire pump station, a complete redo. It took months. We're just changing up the control panel, but we are going to have to take the pump station and run it sort of a manual operation while we replace the controls. And we're going to reduce some concrete work, run some new conduits, and put a new control panel and a new meter for PG&E, et cetera, in that. And then it has a new radio that communicates with a new radio system that we have as well. We're going to keep the original pumps. VLS says those are working fine, original piping, and that's about the project. The board approved the purchase of the control panel. It's here. As wastewater treatment plant number two. And so initially they're just going to be gathering materials. When they're all ready to go, it's going to be about 2 weeks. So we'll run out, and we're not going to let them start until they have all their stuff. Then they're going to take it down. We're going to use our generator to power the existing two little pumps, and then they'll change out the control panel, put some new concrete work in, and that's the project basically. So pretty quick compared to pump station F. And Coke and Coke was the low bidder. They're the same contractor that did pump station F last year. And we're recommending approval.
Questions, comments?
No, we can talk about this.
Yeah. I'd move to...
Do you want to take public comment first, please?
We can do that. Any comments? All right, you're good. Okay, any public comment? All right, motion?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, moving on to item G3, purchase of 1,900 automated water meters. John Asher.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item before you is an item that you've heard bits and pieces of over the last year and a half or so. The town's existing automated reader system is, we use a product by a company called Datamatic. As you may recall, that company went bankrupt last year. And we have been, we transitioned earlier this year from the Datamatic Firefly product to the Badger Orion automatic meter reader. On the west side of town, one of the things that we were planning on doing is that as new construction is completed, they would be getting the new Badger meters. As the old units fail, which we were having a high failure rate, we would be replacing them with the Badger units. That was working out fine until we got to the point that the current system that's in place is a mesh type system. And so each reader talks to the next reader, and it talks to the next reader, and then it delivers the data overnight to our vendor in Texas. Or I believe are they still in Texas? In Texas, thank you. We've had so many failures of that system that linkage is now broken. And it's taking our staff manual reads. We've got 1,900 meters. They're not all bad, but they're going to be becoming more and more disruptive to not only the staff, but also to our ability to service that side of town with the automatic meter readers. So our initial intent was to, at some point in the future, there would be a breaking point when it would make sense in order to finish off the remaining meters, readers on that side of town, 300, 400, 500 or so. But unfortunately, what's happening in the field doesn't allow that to take place. We have about 250 of the Badger readers in stock right now, and we're looking to purchase another 1,900. Is that right?
Yes.
1,900.
The staff report says 1,800.
Thank you. 1,800 of the automatic meter readers, just the Orion devices. At this point in time, the cost to do so is approximately $155,000. We recommend using the Water Infrastructure Replacement Fund for this purchase. We intend to do the work in-house by bringing in temporary contract staff and manage them ourselves over an approximate 90-day period. It would be basically two guys in a truck, as well as a part-time in-office person to be able to do all the data input with all the new equipment that's going in. So this is coming to you about a year earlier than we had planned it to be. And so unfortunately, we're in a position where we've kind of gotten to the point where we really can't move too much further forward without deluging the existing staff, overwhelming Aaron, basically, our meter reader, with doing hundreds and hundreds of manual reads for a system that's supposed to be completely automated. So it's an unfortunate situation, the bankruptcy, everything came about the way it did. And the new readers, as you probably recall, are all cellular based. So if one goes down, it doesn't affect any of the other ones. Mm-hmm. We recommend approval of that. It's been discussed the Water Wastewater Committee met, it was discussed, and Director Graves was unable to attend that meeting. I briefed him on that subject. Director Peace was supportive of moving forward with this action, and so I just wanted to give the rest of the board that input as well. Dina Breitstein and Virgil Caney are both here and can answer any questions with respect to that system. Should the board have any?
This is just doing in advance what we had planned to do a year from now.
We would have been spending the money at some point or another, yes.
In lieu of wasting staff time fixing problems, I'd like to replace these things.
I think it probably saves money in the long run because everything goes up in price. It rarely goes down, especially on these type of things. Yeah. So getting it done earlier can't cost us any more money.
They deliver them all at once, or are they over time they'll do a drop shipment as we need them?
Yeah, they're slightly back ordered, so we want to get this in there as fast as we can, and they'll probably ship as many as they can at one time. So as soon as
To 8 week back order?
Yeah, it's anywhere from 6 to 8 week back order. So I'm hoping they ship them all at once, but we'll take whatever they can get us as fast as we can.
If it's going to take 6 months to roll them out, why would you dump them all? Do we have storage for all that?
Well, they're about this big. They're fairly.
They'll fit in your office, huh?
No, but they'll fit at our storage facility over at the wastewater treatment plant. They're not going to fit in my office, trust me. By the time we get them delivered, they're going to be rolling, and they're not going to be drop shipped day one. When they do come in, they'll come in piecemeal.
All right. I guess then the obvious thing is that we make sure we plan our labor so we're not paying for additional contract labor when we don't have anything to install. You know, obviously be aware of we may want to build up some inventory prior to bringing any labor into play is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Veolia has also indicated that they may be interested they actually have a meter installation division locally in the Bay Area. I'm not sure if their pricing can be as competitive as two guys in a truck that we bring in on a temporary basis. At any point, they're going to cost it out, and we'll see what it turns out to be.
Business company name.
Virgil, I got a question. On these readers, they also have an analog a dial on them. So
you're talking the cellular?
On the system that we're installing, I know we're reading it from a cellular base, but is there still an analog wheeled in there that's spinning?
No, it's a digital.
Oh,
on there. Okay. And you got to recall that he talked about the temp help that you need.
Yeah.
Each one has like a unique serial number, right? Sort of like your cell phone. And then what you need to do is once that sends that data, you need to marry that with the account with the person,
right.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, at such address, Yellowstone, say circle. So the temp help has to enter that data in order for those two to marry, and then that Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Yellowstone gets the usage.
All right.
There is a display. It's an electronic display, though.
It's like an odometer.
The computer still like that.
Correct. Oh, it's electronic. It looks like an LED watch.
All right. They didn't have the wheel anymore.
They don't have the wheel.
All right. Any public comment?
Call for the vote. Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. Any informational items this evening?
None.
All right. Any reports from our directors or myself?
No, the only report is the fire report that I went to on Monday night. Not good. Yeah.
I'm curious. I wish the CHP was here tonight, but I think we have traffic issues on Newport and some of our other roads, and I would like to see some conversation with the county on some traffic study and some speed abatement plans. So we'll bring that up at another time. Any manager's reports?
No, I did want to notify the board on just one thing. At your next meeting, Veolia, the president of Veolia, who has been here previously, Lenita, I can't think of her last name, will be here coming up from Southern California to talk to the board. They're desirous of renewing their 5-year contract with us, and that we're 6 months away from contract renewal, believe it or not. Yeah. So she wants to come up and talk to you and discuss some of the issues we had a couple of years ago, a year and a half or so ago, with our with the data implementation program issues that they had, and also just I think
this is the first renewal that 5 year
first contract. Renewal. Yeah. So just so you know that she is scheduled to be on that agenda.
All right. Any other reports, Rick? All right. Let's see. Council, please, any report?
Nothing for me tonight.
All right, thanks for coming. All right, subcommittee updates, any subcommittee meetings?
We had a finance meeting, but I wasn't there, but I think Rick pretty much gave you want to give me more update about the finance? I'm sorry. I jumped ahead.
Water, wastewater?
Yeah.
A subcommittee will know about anything, Rick? Subcommittees?
Water, wastewater met last week. Just discussed a number of issues, number of projects. This issue that you just approved took up a significant amount of time in working through the logistics of that. We discussed Low Station G, which you approved this evening. A wastewater treatment plant number one, both the clarifiers there and the oxidation ditch have been shut down for cleaning. Our flows right now do not necessitate that plant operating, so hopefully we'll see some electrical savings with it being down for the time being. It won't be that way forever, but at least certainly for the time being, we can see that, see some benefit from that.
All right, I appreciate the update. Any correspondence we need to discuss? Okay, any public records requests? Future agenda items? All right, well, at this time, I'd like to adjourn our meeting.